From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education is giving thought to the district's upcoming superintendent search. Current superintendent Michael Vanyo's resignation is effective June 4th. He has been employed by Ichabod Crane since 2017, but has been on leave from the district since April after he was charged with a DWI as a result of an incident in Saratoga County. Assistant Superintendent Suzanne Guntlow was appointed acting superintendent April 30th. The Board of Education began formulating its plan June 4th with the creation of a committee to select an interim superintendent before the search for a permanent superintendent begins. Board member Regina Rose, who is on the committee, said there are two candidates interested in the interim position, Guntlow and one other person. Board member John Antelec, who is also on the committee, said he wanted to gather the group of stakeholders, like the one used in the last superintendent search, to meet and start the discussion. The stakeholders include representatives from the PTA, the teachers' union, an administrator, a school staff member, and five community members. Board members said the district could wait until June 30th, leaving Guntlow in charge for that time, before they decide whether to hire a consultant or to conduct the search in-house. Analek said the board would form a superintendent search committee and ask community members to join the committee through the website. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Legislation that would allow school districts in New York to impose mandatory kindergarten attendance is awaiting action by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bill was approved by the state Senate in March and the Assembly this month, according to the bill's sponsor, State Senator James Skoufas. In support of the measure, Skoufas said earlier this year that children who attend kindergarten gain character-building skills. He said, and I quote, "When children are given a well-rounded kindergarten education, it fosters crucial social, emotional, and cognitive development," end quote. Currently, only 8 districts in the state are permitted to mandate kindergarten attendance, including New York City, Syracuse, Rochester, Utica, Buffalo, Cahoes, Watervliet, and Yonkers. Skoufas is serving his first term representing the 39th Senate District, which includes Central and Eastern Orange County, the northern tip of Rockland County, and the Ulster County towns of Plattsburgh and Marlboro. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Budget and Finance Committee of the Dutchess County Legislature passed a resolution June 6 setting salaries for elected officials. The proposed increases must go now to the full legislature for a vote on June 10th. Lawmakers approved a 3% raise for each of the county's elected officials, the county executive, sheriff, clerk, legislature chair, majority and minority leaders, majority and minority assistant leaders, and county legislators. County lawmakers have not received a salary increase in 14 years, and the last was a 3% raise in 2005. The executive sheriff and clerk received 3% increases in 2007. Read the full story in MidHudsonNews.com. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is asking the public to report moose sightings and observations. According to a statement released June 6, the DEC and its research partners used public sightings as an indication of the number of moose in the state and a guide as to where they live. The public observation effort is part of a multi-year research project to obtain information on the status of New York's moose population, health of the moose, and the factors that influence their survival and reproductive rate. Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "Moose are iconic animals, and the public's help in reporting moose sightings is key in creating successful moose management plans that work towards growing and maintaining a healthy population," end quote. Moose sightings increase in the spring with the rising temperatures and melting snow. In 2018, a total of 220 moose observations were reported to the DEC, a marked increase from the 163 reports in 2017. If you see a moose, let the DEC know by reporting, going online to dec.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.